ברוכים הבאים לירושלים עיר הקודש. אשריכם. את יורה אול. סיריוס. אוהבי השם. בוט. involved in earning a living and together with your Anosa, learning Torah seriously. Kiev, Iyun. Yerbukim Otchem beYisrael. You know that the most important thing in the world is learning Torah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Beyond that, kihem chayenu ve'orech yameinu. Torah is what our length of days are for. And it's our true living. We know that learning Torah is life. Marbe toira, marbe chayim. Unfortunately, many of our brethren over the around the world, they learn in yeshivas when they're young, and then they, you know, they go out to work, and once they're working, so they'll go to a daf yomi shiur, even maybe every day. But here we're speaking about Erech Yidden, who are carrying on a life of Omel B'Teira, learning Teira B'Kvias, B'Iyun, B'Havona. That's a tremendous chus for each and every one of you and for your families. Everyone wants to be mechanech their children, to be Yirei Hashem and Bnei Torah. When they see what their father's doing, some fathers come home, so first they look at the newspaper, maybe other involvements, to see in the volume. But their father, they see at home he's learning. And learning with Gishmak, the Iyun, the Havona. So nothing could be as important in Chinuch HaYelodim like seeing their father learn. When they see their father learn, they know what's important in the world. Father went out to his office, worked, earned a living, comes home, now he needs to relax, take it easy, but no. Hoshev HaYidden, like you all, come home, and you'll have a chavrusa, you'll have a shir, and that shows the future generations what life is about. Torah, ki hem hayenu ve'orech yomein. And I always feel that the right the dagesh, the accent, the true value of learning, even for Bali Batim, should be to learn be'iyun u'b'havona. Then you remain a ben Torah all your life. Just to skim through Dape Gemara B'Kies, of course, those who learn anyhow have schools, but in nothing comparable to the schools of learning the Iyun in Bhavana. Then a person continues to grow. And now beyond all that you'll do in your hometown, as I just explained, even more so taking off time to come to Eretz Israel for a week or 10 days to learn like a Ben Torah Mamish, living the life of a Ben Torah, learning many hours a day and hearing Shiurim from Gedolei Yisrael. This is a great achievement and a big schus, and will be the siba of many, many brachas for you all and your families. The schus of learning and Torah, Iyun, in a great yeshiva with great rabbonim. It keeps the fire of the Esh HaTorah burning. I don't think I have to speak too much at length. You don't have a serious schedule. So we'll just suffice with the brocha. My son is reminding me, I always say, Hashem created us with brains, intelligence. The Mekubalim explained, within our head we have three brains, one to the right, one to the left, and one at the nape of the neck. And these are called in the Sefer Kabbalah Chokhmah Bina Das. So what do we need these brains for? Chokhmah is to know length and breadth of Torah. Bina is Leavin Dovar, Mitoch Dovar is Iyun, Pilpul, Havana, Kiddushin, Kushot and Tirutzim. And Das is Hachroa Lehalocha. Dat Kanita Mahasarta. That hasarta makanita, because the ultimate purpose of learning is to keep the mitzvahs, and to keep the mitzvahs, you have to learn Torah to know all the way down from the mekoyres to the halacha, be able to keep the mitzvahs as they should be kept. So Hashem has given us this intelligence to use for Torah. Business, we see most millionaires are dumb people. They have no brains in their head. And they will also tell you their success has nothing to do with their intelligence. There are people working for them who are with degrees from the biggest universities, and they're geniuses, and they're earning a wage. And this guy who didn't learn and barely went through school and didn't learn in university, has no great wisdom in general knowledge. He's making the money. He's making the millions. So we see that being successful in Parnasa depends on mazel and depends on Birchas Hashem. And it can be even for, and mainly is, for people who not necessarily have brains. One big weir told me, when I think about an investment to make, I lose. If I make a mistake, I gain a lot. So it's all Siyata Dishmaya, Biyat Hashem. He gives us panosa, he gives us, you know, guides us how to invest, what to buy, what to sell, when and how. And if so, why did he give us so much intelligence, Chokhma, Bina, Das? So it must be for Torah. And anyway, that's the main thing in our lives. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And for Torah we need understanding, we need Chokhmah for length and breadth of the knowledge of Torah. Bina, Lehovin Dover, Mituch Dover, Be'iyun, Be'pilpul, Be'hidushim. And thus, this to be Machriya all the way down to the Halacha, to keep the mitzvahs kel chosam. So all I have to say, I want to give you all a bracha, that zchus of your learning Torah and your making such a great effort to come to Yerushalayim and to be, lisnatek from your businesses and your daily life and your routine, to come and learn Torah like a ben Torah, mamish, like a yeshiva bocha. That this great zchus should be for you all a tremendous blessing, brochas, the hatzlocha, that you are to see tremendous nachal from your children and descendants, grandchildren, all of them, oiskim b'teira b'mitzvahs. I'm sure your rebbetzins, when they see the husband going out to learn like a yeshiva bocha in Yerushalayim, in great yeshivas with great rabbonim, so they're proud of their husbands, and that brings bracha at home. And the schus of learning Torah in such a way for sure opens Sha'ari Shamayim, that the brachas will shower down upon you for health, success, and happiness. L'oylech yomi m'shnos chayim. Amen. Call to
the rabbi is not shaking hands, so brachas lekulam.
You can wish me a refuah shleima.
Refuah shleima. Yaakov.
Yaakov. Ben Gladys Chatun.
I have a friend. Daughter is very sick. Chava Miriam.
Chava Miriam.
That's Malka Freda.
What?
Malka Freda.
Malka Freda.
13-year-old
girl.
Maybe we do a small song together for Refuah Shleima for all Am Yisrael.
Amen.
Yehuda ben Chava Metzias Bayis Metzias Bayis B'Korev Metzias Bayis B'Korev Miriam Leia Basnecha Shleimus Abrios Yilechushim
So this song, this is from one of the Rishonim. His name is Rav Eliakim. A song for a Refuah Shleimah. And the Arizal in the Shar HaKavones, he wrote the song Bnei Cholo Dichsifin, and he writes in the Shar HaKavones to sing with the tune of Elokei Oz. So the Arizal know this song, not the tune, but this shir. And this song, my father, the rabbi, heard this from somebody very old, but he heard this in the house of the Ben Ish Chai. So this is very special. And kedai to see inside the world. I say, look at us.
Everyone, all of Klal Yisrael, who needs a Refuah Shleimah, will be zoche.
Amen.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you.
רפואה שלמה.
רחב הצלחה. כל היהודים היקרים שבאו ללמוד תורה בירושלים אל הקודש, בישיבת מיר.
הישיבה הכי חשובה בעולם.
אמת? הם יודעים איפה לא? שהתנתקו מהעסקים שלהם, מסדר היום הרגיל שלהם, לבוא ללמוד תורה, לטעום מנופי צוף של, של, של עם כזתרה, ולגדול ולחזור הביתה ולחנך את הילדים ללימוד התורה, לגדלם, לתוירה, לחופן, מי סימטורי.
אמן!
רוחה ועצום.
אמן! אתה תמיד אומר, למה אומרים רפאנו השם ונרפא?
So we say, why it is always in רפואה we mention twice. רפאנו ונרפא. Everyone. We don't just say רפאנו. רפאנו ונרפא. Why? Because we need the refuah se nefesh and the refuah se guf. The physical illnesses, lo aleinu, that people suffer, the makor of these illnesses is in the sickness of the nefesh. So first we say, make your neshama pure, refuah se nefesh. And once your neshama is has had its refuah, then the refuah will be mispashet, the goof as well, and Bezat Hashem, all of us and our families and all of Klal Yisrael should be healthy and happy and successful and use their lives to avoid this Hashem and limud the Tera befrat. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.